You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Jay Slaughter. Welcome.
Hey, Emma. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So you have an event coming up really soon.
Yeah. I'm helping co-organize a really cool benefit show. So it's going to be Saturday, July 7th at the Salvage Station. Doors open at 6 p.m. And it's called Resist, a benefit show to end unnatural disasters.
Tell me more about that. What is an unnatural disaster?
So we all know what a natural disaster is. It's a flood, it's a tornado, it's a hurricane, it's all of these elements that are just a part of this world that we live in. And they have detrimental impacts on our communities. But an unnatural disaster is something that has the same effect of rupturing community, rupturing our ability to live our lives, destroying our abilities to meet our needs. But they're not these things that are out of our control. They're human-made. And so an unnatural disaster was the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, because Hurricane Maria was a hurricane, and those things happen. But the fact that people are still without electricity, the fact that people didn't have access to healthcare, the fact that people didn't have access to food, and that's why so many lives were lost, that's what we consider an unnatural disaster.
What will the proceeds from this show be benefiting?
Yes, the proceeds are actually going to a teachers union. So they're called Federación de Maestros de Puerto Rico. And they're a teachers union that in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria had to do a complete switch up and began doing a lot of rebuilding efforts because their students were without food, were without water, without electricity. So they went in and started fulfilling that humanitarian role. But also as a teachers union, they're really committed to the right of all to an education. And unfortunately, what we've seen in after Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico is that simultaneously, while people are trying to rebuild their lives after this tragedy, they're also worried about their children not even being able to go to school anymore, because in 1 week they tried to shut down 200 public schools. And so these teachers are just fighting to make sure these kids can still have access to the education they deserve while they're still dealing with every other part of this crisis. So money will be going to them to help with their organizing efforts and also their rebuilding efforts.
What can people expect when they get to the Salvage Station on the 7th?
It's going to be a good time. So a big focus was to make sure this was as family friendly as possible. I know growing up in a family of five, how hard it is to find something affordable to do on a holiday weekend. So we just wanted it to be a really great space for young people to be there. So there's going to be field games. There's going to be a soccer ball. Hopefully we can get ourselves a kickball game going. There's disc golf, which the Salvage Station always has. There's going to be giant bubbles. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be sparklers. And there's going to be music, of course. And we're also inviting people, you know, tube down the French Broad on that hot, hopefully sunny 4th of July day. And then come on down to the show afterwards.
Perfect. What kind of music will be there?
The show only has black and brown artists, and the purpose of that is because we saw the parallels between what happened after Hurricane Maria and what happened after Hurricane Katrina. So we saw the connection between the black and brown struggle in the U.S., so that's why we have black and brown artists playing. So we're going to have hip-hop provided by those like Mook and PR Heavy and Saya. We're going to have Jonathan Santos, who's a singer-songwriter that Asheville absolutely loves. There's going to be a DJ there. And there's also going to be Natural Born Leaders, which I think they call themselves neo-hip-hop, funk, soul. They're doing a lot. You can check out their NPR article about them if you're interested in hearing their music and hearing a little bit more about that band. But they'll be headlining the show.
Well, what are some of the outcomes that you hope to see coming from this event in terms of awareness, in addition to the funds that you'll be raising?
Yeah, so super excited about the funds, but super excited about the intersectionality of this show. I know that I was personally super inspired by the resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline and then seeing how many people's struggles were brought into that, because it was anti-colonial, it was anti-racist, it was anti-climate change, it was anti-big businesses prioritizing profit over people. I think the goals of the organizers is to bring up all of those intersectionalities and have people start thinking about how are we actively contributing to unnatural disasters? Like, how are we making things so much worse with human action? How can we stop that? what policies can we begin fighting? What business endeavors in our state can we begin fighting, or even in our city? But the big thing is, with this show, it's just about art and coming together, because no resistance movement comes out of an isolation chamber. It comes from building community with people. So the first step is just getting people in a room dancing together, and then also using art to reimagine the world that we want to live, because we imagine ourselves into this mess, we can imagine ourselves out of it.
People would like to get involved, support this work, and learn more about your show. Where can they look?
So they can go to the Salvage Station website and check out all the different artists, click on their links and buy their tickets there. Even if you're unable to attend, you can buy the tickets just as a donation. That would be super rad. But people can also check out the Facebook event that's online, Resist and End to Unnatural Disasters. And they can also look up PopEd, so P-O-P-E-D on Facebook and Instagram, because that's the collective that is organizing this.
Is there anything else that you want people to know?
We're really excited to talk to people during the show about all of the multifaceted angles that we're approaching this with. But again, we really just want a space for people to have fun that 4th of July weekend. So come chill out with us. You don't even have to be completely on board with the cause yet. Just come listen to some really, really great artists that we're really excited to showcase in Asheville. Kids, come out and play with us. That's going to be really fun. And just have a good conversation. Have a good time.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for the work that you do in our community, and best of luck at your event.
Thank you.